I am beginning to record Perek Ches in Tehillim. Lamanatseach Alagitis Mizmar LeDavid. This is a strong prayer. Alagitis. The Targum explains this is an instrument. An instrument from Gas, from the Philistines, or some say the enemies, this is referring to Edom, who will be stepped on just as a wine press, and you press the grapes and out comes the red. So Hashem will eventually step on the enemies, the Edomites. Mizmar LeDavid, a song for David. Hashem Adonenu, Hashem our God, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz, how high is your name in all the land. In other words, your name is revered on the earth. Asher Tina Hodcha Al Hashemayim. Because you gave and give your beauty onto the Shemayim. In the beginning, when Hashem decided to put human beings on the earth, the Malachim were fighting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in the Bezdin, there was a question if he should create a human being. But we are told, Hashem Adonenu, you put your high name onto the earth. You were convinced that this was the proper thing to do, to create human beings. Mipi Olulim V'yonkin, from the mouth of the young children. Now, an Olel is a young child because Olel means to be dirty. And at a certain stage in the children's development, they get very dirty. So they're called Olulim. And yet, these children are the future. They are the ones who will expound the Torah. The Yonkim and the children who are nursing, Yisadata Oz, you set a foundation of power. Laman Tzarerecha, to punish your the ones who go against you. Lahashbish Oyev Omisnakim, to destroy your enemies and to take revenge. These questions, these psukim, are very difficult. The Medrash explains that sometimes when infants die, when Olalim and Yonkim perish, it is very difficult for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to tolerate this. We're told that what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu do all day now that the world has been created? There are a number of different scenarios what Hashem does. But in one, he says, 1:30 he learns Torah, 1:30 he makes Shidduchim, and 1:30 cries over the children, the babies who are lost. And in Shemayim, these children learn Torah. Bipi Olim V'yonkim Yisadata Oz. And since these concepts are too difficult for rational human beings to understand, we will leave it at just that. Ki Ere Shomecha, for I will see in your Shemayim Maaseh Etzpasecha, the works of your hands, of your fingers. Yoreach v'chochovim asher konanto. The moon and the stars that you set out. If just someone looks into the Shemayim, you could see the greatness and majesty of the heavens and how they turn into perfection. I saw an interesting medrash once that people think that the sun rises and is a very natural thing. The sun should rise, the sun sets. It appears that it's happening by itself. But the medrash says that every day the sun has an argument against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says, I'm not interested in going out onto the world because people worship me and they do all kind of averus under my light. Why should I go out? I don't want to go out. So Hashem gives the sun a kick. He says, get out of here. Out you go. And so the sun starts to travel on its way. So this wonderful Shemayim, this wonderful world that God created, the Malachim say, Ma enosh ki siskirano. Why should you regard a human being? Why create a man? Leave the Torah up here with us. Ubein Adam ki sifkedeno. Or why should you be angered at a man to destroy him? You know what his nature is. Why even start with a human being? And look what you did for him. You made him just a little less than an angel, but than a malach. Chavod, hadar, ta'at rehu, and you unwrapped him in beauty and grandeur and honor. Tamshi lehu. You let him rule over your other creatures that you created. Kol shata sachas raglav. You put them all under man's foot, all under his domination. Tzona, sheep, alafim, and oxen, kulam, all of them. Vagam bahamos sodoy. And the animals in the fields, tzipar, shemayim, the birds in the heavens, udegayayom, and the fish in the sea, over archos yamim, going over the roads of the seas. So the angels had quite an argument against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They said, why create a human being? What good is he? What tremendous satisfaction is he going to bring to the world? Leave it with us. So Hashem said, you know what? You're right in a way, but after you see this human being that I have created, you will admit that there's no one else like him. So Hashem created Adam. And he said to Adam, I'm giving you the job of naming all the animals. So Adam went about in his great wisdom to name all the animals. When it came to himself, to Adam himself, Hashem says, so Nu, what's your name? So Adam Arisa said, my name is Adam. So Hashem said, why? Why is your name Adam? He said, because I came from the Adama. I came from the ground. Hashem said, so what's my name? So he says, your name is Ado Noi. So he says, why is that my name? Because you are the Adon Hakol. You are the master of everything. So Hashem turned to the angels and he said, aha, see? Isn't he the greatest thing that you ever saw? Such tremendous wisdom? So the question is as follows. So what kind of tremendous wisdom is to call himself Adam from Adama. That's where he came from. And Hashem the Adonai called. And for that, in that reason, he answered the Balachim, Ma'enosh ki shizkerenu? Why should you create a human being because he called himself Adam? So perhaps to understand this, we have to look into the Midrashim, where we're told that Adam HaRishon was at least 100 to 200 feet tall. He could traverse the earth in a few hours. He had the light of the 7 days of Bereshis. He was the prototype of all human beings. He was as smart as Shlomo HaMelech. He was as beautiful as Yosef. He was as strong as Shimshon HaGibor. There could be no better human being. So if you were to ask a human being, well, what's your name? Any reasonable human being would say, my name is genius. My name is fantastic. My name is next to God. And some people have even confused themselves with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, saying that they were God. Chas v'shalom. So what did Adam HaRishon say? He says, you know who I am? I am Adama. I did not forget where I came from. I am a mortal human being with shortcomings. With all my greatness, I am Adama, and I will go back to the Adama. When he looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are in charge. You are the Adon HaKol. And for that, this is the tremendous modesty and knowledge that a human being is capable of. And we are told, Hashem Adonenu, Hashem our God, Mo'adir. Notice this is Adonenu, the Adon. Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz. How powerful and high is your name among all the earth. And this is why you put your name on this earth and answer the questions, the question of Ma'enosh ki siskareno.